This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he's considering winding down military operations against Iran. In a post on Truth Social, President Trump said they are getting very close to meeting their objective of the military operations and hence considering winding down the military efforts in the West Asia. President Trump's statement comes amid Iran's intensified retaliatory strikes to the attacks U.S. and Israel launched on 28th of February. This week, after Israel struck a key gas field in Iran, the Iranians hit back by targeting world's largest LNG plant in Qatar, which is on the other side of the same gas field. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel will stop attacking the gas field that Iranians depend on for most of their electricity at the request of U.S. President. United States has also announced a 30-day sanctions waiver permitting the sale of Iranian oil currently stranded at sea. Israel has intensified its military campaign against Hezbollah, carrying out a fresh wave of precision airstrikes on Beirut's southern suburbs. The strikes followed evacuation warnings to residents, with the Israeli military maintaining it is targeting command centers and infrastructure linked to the group. A report.
Tensions across West Asia are rising sharply, with more strikes, increased military deployments and growing humanitarian concerns. Israel has intensified its offensive in Beirut, while the United States is boosting its military presence across the region. Iran, meanwhile, is sending mixed signals, issuing strong warnings, expanding its military actions and at the same time calling for diplomacy. President Masoud Pezeshkian has proposed a new regional security framework involving Islamic countries in West Asia, aimed at maintaining peace and stability without outside involvement. But the proposal comes even as attacks continue across Gulf, impacting all GCC countries over the past 3 weeks, with civilian casualties rising and increasing pressure on regional economies. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
External Affairs Ministry's fact-check unit has debunked claims that the U.S. asked India to support military assets to bomb Iran from Western India. It has urged people to stay alert against such false and baseless claims and posts on social media. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has constituted 19 appellate tribunals in West Bengal to hear appeals related to inclusion or exclusion of voters in the electoral rolls as part of the special intensive revision exercise in the state. The ECI said the decision was taken in compliance with the 10th of March 2026 order of the Supreme Court and based on the recommendation of the Chief Justice of the Calcutta High Court. On the third and final day of her visit to Uttar Pradesh, President Draupadi Murmu today visited Dhanghati Temple in Govardhan in Mathura district and offered prayers. The president also undertook the traditional Govardhan Parikrama before returning to Delhi. Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated in various parts of the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. On the occasion, faithfuls dressed in traditional attire offer Eid prayers at Eidgahs and mosques. They exchange greetings and visit relatives and friends, sharing sweets along with warm wishes. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the people on the occasion of Eid ul-Fitr today. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav has emphasized the need for a balanced approach between economy and ecology for the country's development. Addressing the inaugural session of a two-day national workshop in Dehradun today on the occasion of International Day of Forests, he said that achieving this balance requires a science-based approach.
A developed India should not only be economically strong, it should also be a nation that offers a model for ecological sustainability. We must adopt a balanced approach between economy and ecology. For this, our approach should be science-based and our interventions should be driven by technology. Moving towards carbon neutrality should be at the core of our industrial growth. Only by advancing in these areas can we promote and strengthen our green GDP.
The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued an orange alert for thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorm over Odisha, West Bengal and Sikkim today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.